We have with us Dr. John Basso. And first of all, he's a board certified in the art of burgerology. And yes. I think from Harvard.
They had that at Life Chiropractic. Had that,
I don't know, major. But this is a branch of medicine that is battling against anorexia dyslexia.
But not bulimia.
Yeah. They're true believers in bulimia. And he has a restaurant, and I think people have heard about this, the Heart Attack Grill. And we have him on the show today from Phoenix. And Dr. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to spread the word about burgerology a bit more.
Listen, first of all, I think you're a genius, number one. Let's start off by saying that I think...
My wife thought so.
The heck? Listen, I've seen some of those nurses in your place, and if she doesn't get her act together, look, there's plenty of nurses that we can get in there, so you better tell her to straighten up right now.
Well, no, look, it's true. We do have attractive nurses that assist with the patient care at the Heart Attack Grill, but that's all part of our modality of treatment. You know, we get patients in who have been picked on by a politically correct media and the world in general, trying to dictate to these people how they should eat and what their outlook should be on food and health and fitness. And people pretty much have forgotten the core truth, and that is the fact that it's a free country. And
right.
If somebody chooses to focus on fitness, they are certainly welcome to. And the inverse is true as well. If someone chooses to carry around extra weight, it is their right to do so. Now, I'm aware that this is an extremely hot topic, considering our new, more socialized version of healthcare that we now have in this country, because we are our brother's keeper, according to the new law. And so all of those who are in high-risk categories will be on your bill and my bill and everybody else's tax bill. Now, that high-risk category, though, I'd like to point out, isn't limited exclusively to the Heart Attack Grill patients. Now, you could be a downhill skier. You're in an extremely high-risk category. You could practice very risky sexual practices, and that also puts you in a high risk category.
We're gonna get to that, John. Definitely the high, especially with the sexual stuff. Because I think we should combine that with the Heart Attack Grill. But I first want to get to Dr. John. Can I call you Dr. John, or do I have to call you John?
Well, my friends call me Dr. John.
Okay,
so,
I'm gonna call you Dr. John then, because I want to be your friend. But this is what I first.
Before you continue, sir, I don't want to mislead any of your listeners. Now, the American Medical Association refuses to recognize me, despite the incredible strides I've made in the areas of human happiness and the experimentation in human growth. But nonetheless, Dr. John is an appropriate title.
Well, now, first of all, Dr. John, first of all, I love the fact that you first started out, did you own and operate a bunch of personal training facilities?
No. He was a
I had several personal training studios in Nevada and Arizona. I owned a chain of Jenny Craig weight loss centers in Oklahoma.
Your food is not endorsed by Jenny Craig, is that correct, or is it?
I would imagine that Jenny Craig probably fails to endorse my cuisine. But what I would like to point out is that the obesity epidemic in large portion is due purely to the fact that most foods eaten are processed foods. At the Heart Attack Grill, though we have extremely large portions, which I'm not trying to sell as being good for you,
right?
But though we have extremely large portions, they are natural. We are chopping fresh potatoes and then boiling them in pure pig's fat, natural lard. We are not serving prepackaged, prepared food.
Right.
Everything we do is from scratch. And yes, my prescription of extremely high calories is probably not the most prudent of prescriptions, but I do let patients self-medicate at the Heart Attack Grill. And if somebody comes back with far too invasive of a self-wish, in other words, if they want a triple bypass procedure performed on themselves, and if I'm convinced that they really couldn't make it, that they'd only need a single bypass procedure, Well, then we'll step them down to that. You know, we do practice burgerology in a very ethical light here.
Right.
Now, are there any defibrillators on the premises?
Oh, of course. We we keep a defibrillator. If you finish our most invasive procedure, the quadruple bypass burger, you're granted a complimentary wheelchair ride to the car.
Oh, nice. Nice. Now, you guys are located... Dr. John, you're located in Tempe, Arizona. Is that correct? And this is like when people come
to... That is Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, it's in Chandler. Oh, okay.
Yes.
See, Lee, if we went to Arizona to do one of our fitness things...
We could do a live remote. You wouldn't mind, right?
Yeah, we have to come to... We have to go to Chandler and come...
Oh, absolutely. No, we've had plenty of guys from various health and fitness magazines do remotes, video, and... radio as well, because people are now starting to see what it is we do at the Heart Attack Grill. Now, if you consider an Alcoholics Anonymous program, what they'll do is almost refuse to take you until you've hit rock bottom. Rock bottom is a necessity before change can occur. That is a proven fact. And what we do at the Heart Attack Grill is we supply an absolute rock bottom situation. And allow me to expand on that. We feed anyone who weighs over 350 pounds for absolutely free. No gimmicks, lunch, dinner, 7 days a week, as much as they want, every day. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you are absolutely on the house.
You're kidding me.
Every meal, so I can sit there, I can eat there for life?
Now... Dr. John,
that's a
goal. Provided you weigh over 350
what, now,
pounds.
Okay, but now let's talk about that. So if when we walk in, let's say I'm about three. Like, do I have to weigh myself when I walk in? Is there a scale for me if I'm like three?
Yes, we have a scale right in the center of the restaurant, and you're required to weigh in between each meal just to ensure that you maintain our proper minimum weight.
And, that's fantastic.
Now, what if I'm 348? Can I weigh myself after the meal?
No, 348, you don't get it.
I know, but after I might be 350.
We've had people come in just under the weight. And
they're pissed.
Some of them will eat a meal, they'll pay for it, and then they'll weigh in after the meal, and then they qualify for their next meal for free.
Right.
And then they'll sit to have a second or a third burger. The record, one fella came in and ate 11 of the half-pound burgers.
Oh, my God.
You know, and he's for free, and... They've akin that as to giving a stack of poker chips to a gambling addict right outside the door of a casino.
No, and, I disagree with that completely.
You can call it what you want, but are taking people who have obvious food addictions and supplying them with unlimited food. Many people have criticized me for this and said, Dr. John, don't you think that's a bad thing to do? And I simply say au contraire. I mean, it is, we are supplying a situation where people can hit bottom and they can view themselves and they can evaluate whether or not their life needs to change. And if I still haven't convinced them that their life has yet to change, then it's a free country and they're allowed to do what they want to do. But I provide that service that's much needed in society. And here's why I say that. If I am wrong, then tell me why 2 out of 3 people in this country are overweight. The vast majority of people in this country are overweight. That tells me that the situation at hand is we are not treating it properly. All of the dietary experts, all of the fitness experts, you guys are doing it the wrong way. And here's why I say that, because you have failed. It is painfully obvious. Now, I'm approaching it from a different angle. I'm going to scream it from the highest rooftops. I'm going to glorify it. And I have a den of iniquity, which I allow people to practice dietary reckless abandon. And we get more media than any mom-and-pop restaurant on the planet Earth. And that puts a message out there. I had a bunch of detractors who criticized me for a sexual portrayal of nurses.
Right, right.
And they had done so on the guise that, well, there's a nursing shortage, and don't you think that sexualizing it makes it all the less attractive to be a nurse? And I simply put them in their place, because it's a fact that more Americans became aware that there was a nursing shortage through the media generated by the heart attack grill on Rush Limbaugh, on Howard Stern, on Geraldo Rivera, and all the shows that brought this issue to our attention. So my job now, as I view it, is to be Lex Luthor. And if I can continue to be Lex Luthor, maybe, just maybe, a Superman will arrive. And if that Superman does come forth and finally saves America from what is doom, pure, simple doom, right now, if our generation is the vast majority of us, 2 out of 3 are overweight, can you imagine what the little kids are going to be like when their generation hits up with a higher percentage of processed food and less activity, less exercise? What are we going to say? 9 out of 10 Americans are overweight?
Well, we can hope. We can hope.
What the diet and exercise community is doing currently is ineffective.
Right. Now, how much do you weigh, Dr. John? How much do you weigh?
My body weight will fluctuate up and down. At heaviest, 205. At lightest, 175.
But are you like 5 feet tall? How tall are you? Are you 5 feet tall?
No, so he can't eat it.
He doesn't eat free.
He doesn't eat free at the Heart Attack Grill.
I'm 5'11", so I would be...
Oh, so you're like a healthy weight. What is that about?
No, actually, I don't think I... You know, I've got a gut like everybody else in this world.
Yeah, but not a Heart Attack Grill gut. I think. Well, are you not
actually,
practicing what you preach?
I perform surgery on myself daily.
I don't think you're eating enough.
Yeah, we got to get
your malnourished.
Now, you know what I wanted to talk to you about, Dr. John, because one of the issues that you brought up earlier on was this notion about being regulated, and you know, is this an issue of not, you know, are we getting too much information from the government, where the government's trying to regulate what we eat, and are we getting too much regulation from now? The fast food chains are trying to get into the healthy eating, and you know, are we being fed a bunch of crap? And
absolutely.
And our kids are being the same, because we know that there are certain things that you can and cannot have in the schools, based upon what the government's telling us what they can and cannot have, and we know that that's has a lot to do with the dairy industry, the meat industry, and so where do you stand? Where does the Heart Attack Grill stand on this? It sounds like you guys are definitely for less government, less involvement, and let us choose what we want to choose. That's why we live here in the United States.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a libertarian. Make no bones about that. I believe that the only good government is a government which is practically non-existent. Now, any government intrusion onto our choices, our individual freedoms, is absolutely the wrong way to go, and especially when you're talking about the area of health, because health is a personal choice. You're going to choose to smoke, to drink, to overeat, to do all of those things if you want to. Now, a law being passed saying, well, you're going to limit the types of intake you have is very akin to what happened during the Prohibition era in the United States. The Prohibition era did nothing but spark more criminality and actually encourage a higher percentage of Americans to drink than ever did before.
And you can watch that on the HBO. What's that series, Lee? What's the one that's Boardwalk Empire?
Right.
You can learn more about that, too.
Well, the situation... If the government is to try to ban sodium, let's say, I heard some goofy state was trying to do that, all that does is make salt a very, very sexy and sought-after commodity. The situation is real simple. Live and let live.
Right.
Try to one time somebody talked about what was – I heard Zig Ziglar actually said that he referred to somebody as being the best type or the worst type of alcoholic. The worst type of alcoholic is the guy who faithfully goes to work every single day. He never beats his wife. He makes all his mortgage payments, yet he drinks every day of his life. He sets a negative example for people who view him, because they say, hey, drinking's okay. Look, Charlie does it, and it doesn't upset his life. The best type of alcoholic is the guy who falls down in the gutter, loses his wife, his kids, his job, And he sets a very clear example for the rest of society that alcohol is a bad thing. Now, we're trying at the Heart Attack Grill to do this with food. We're trying to explain to you the extreme end of overeating and processed foods, what can happen to your body. Right. And I do believe that we are making a very, very good example of it, as is obvious. I'm on your show right now, and I have the opportunity through your show, which I thank you, to communicate to more listeners out there about the Heart Attack Grill message. And if you want to pick up on it more, go to heartattackgrill.com, and we're more than happy to discuss ad nauseum with anybody the state of the modern world.
And you have an obesity. And Dr. John, you also have a book coming out called The Heart Attack Grill Diet. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm opening for the first time ever. We're going to expand to Dallas, Texas. We've signed the lease, and we will be in there by May. And to celebrate our first time reaching outside of the Phoenix area, I'm going to finally release the book that everybody's been bugging me about, which is The Heart Attack Grill Diet, How to Eat, Drink, and Smoke Your Way to Better Health. And I do hope that it strikes some sense with the readers. And, look, I encourage anybody out there in your show to bring this up. Any listeners who listen to the show religiously should take time today to talk about health and fitness with people in the, you know, who you come into contact with.
Right.
Now, because only by bringing it up and bringing up the facts, it's shocking that 2 out of 3 people in this country are overweight. And we're not talking an extra 5 pounds. People are morbidly obese today.
Now, Dr. John, can you talk a little bit? At one point, you'd mentioned earlier that you were a former Jenny Craig owner. You were a personal trainer. At some point, you didn't believe in eating what you recommend eating now. What was the thing that kind of got you to change your thinking?
It's very, very simple. I had clients come to me, and they were always talking about a cheat day, about the ability to take a day off of their dietary regime. And it struck me as, hey, there needs to be a cheat day restaurant to satisfy this, because no one here is taking my dietary recommendations and exercise recommendations seriously. So if I see that one commonality, if I see that cheat day, why not make it a positive experience from the standpoint of, let's go overboard with that cheat day. Let's shock the living heck out of people. And that's what we set out to do from day one at the Heart Attack Grill. So, and we'll never change. The moment some government comes into the state that I'm in and tells me, well, you've got to do this, this, and that, and then I'll just close my doors. And I'm sure that for the rest of my life, there will at least be one municipality somewhere, some golden country or state, which will still allow me to make the example which I'm trying to make. So,
right. You should try to open one of these in San Francisco, and just to have them say that you
or
can't.
Colorado, yeah.
No,
Colorado.
Just so they say you can't.
Oh, yeah, because in San Francisco you can't, right? Isn't
right,
there?
Or in the Los Angeles, where
right,
you
Los
can't
Angeles.
Have.
Right.
So you open, try to open one up there, then they'll say, no, you're not allowed. Then you get a ton of press.
Well, no, you, first of all, Dr. John, the one that you're a genius, you don't do any advertising, correct? This is the only advertising you do is giving away free food, and you're, mm-hmm. and you, I've seen you on the Fox.
I don't believe in it. It's really simple. If your product or your service doesn't cause people to naturally talk about it and refer it to their friends and family, then your product and service has already failed. Paying someone to promote your product and service, it's the last act of desperation. And you might say, well, Dr. John, come on. I mean, big companies like Budweiser and Coca-Cola have advertised for 56 years. Well, yeah, and that's the truth is that they would get gobbled up if they didn't. I'm not going to get gobbled up. The Heart Attack Grill is on very, very stable basis. In fact, our patient count is growing on a daily basis. So,
right, and you see yourself. You're going to be opening up in New Orleans, and Hollywood, and Honolulu, and Rio in the future. I mean, you guys are really you're looking towards I noticed, I know you're going to be expanding, but not to the point of like expanding towards like Hooters or Hard Rock Cafe. You're gonna get a couple.
No, absolutely not. Look, Hard Rock Cafe, Hooters was a brilliant concept. Whoever came up with that, that was a brilliant concept. Now, albeit it's sexist and there are a lot of negative aspects, but still, it's a brilliant concept. Although it's starting to implode, they've overexpanded. The Hard Rock Cafe, another brilliant concept. The only problem with the Hard Rock Cafe is there's about 150 locations now. I remember when I was a kid, oh, God, you'd cut your own mother's head off to go to the Heart Attack or the Hard Rock Cafe.
It's soon going to be the Heart Attack Grill. Don't worry. It's soon going to be that way. You're going to try to cut your hand off for the Heart Attack Grill.
We're going to open up about five or six ever of these. Texas is a market that's very heavy, and they definitely need, you know, to experience our modality of treatment. So we're definitely going to Texas. We will at some point have one in California and New York. But at the Heart Attack Grill, we can't possibly treat patients in the manner that we want to if we overexpand. It'll never become a Subway sandwich.
I got you. Now, I know also on the menu, you next to the quadruple bypass burger, you also have items like filter-free cigarettes and beer. Is there any point, Dr. John, are we going to include hookers? At any point, can we get those on there as well?
Maybe in the Nevada or Reno.
Yeah, maybe in the Reno. Right, that'd be perfect in Reno.
Well, no, our big expansion has been into our kids' menu as of recent. We have candy cigarettes out to all the kids.
Well, listen. In the future, is there any way? Now, what about if I came to the Heart Attack Grill? Is there any like pastrami and corned beef there as well, or is these just burgers?
Just burgers. We keep the menu very simple. If we try to do two things, we'll screw it all up. We do one thing, and we do it all day long. And I'd like to say we do a fine burger. Now, our burger is not the best burger on the planet Earth. I've never said that. But it is a very fine burger, and it's very filling. And I've never really had a person walk away saying, hey, I'm still hungry, or hey, I didn't laugh real hard.
Right.
You know, our mission statement, and I'll publicly disclose it, our mission statement is simple. It's not to serve a better burger. It's not to deliver the most beautiful waitress possible. Our mission statement is to supply an amazing experience, period. Now, note, I didn't say good experience. It's going to be amazingly bad or amazingly good, but it won't be vanilla. It won't be in the middle of the road.
Right, right.
We are here to lay something in front of you on the table that will shock you and amaze you. Now, that might be a good shock or it might be a bad shock. Frankly, I don't care. It's tough medicine and people need to take it. And that is our mission statement.
Now, Dr. John, any chances in the future that you will be hearing about the Heart Attack 5K, the Heart Attack Grill 5K?
Or are you sponsoring any runs?
Any like half marathons?
No, we are sponsoring a march. You know, we have models who are over 500 pounds and these are attractive people, great personalities, you know, facially attractive. And, you know, if you like a big body type, they definitely are that.
That's great.
We're going to have a nice march. We call it the Fat and Proud March. So, you know, it's a picked upon group.
Well,
it's like anything else. In the old days, homosexuals were discriminated against, and then gay bars and gay cafes were able to come into place where these people can get together in caucus and you know, consolidate their political voice. There needs to be the same thing for obese Americans. You know, we're Americans too. So that's what we're trying to do at the Heart Attack Grill.
Right.
But look, thank you very much, you guys. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be
absolutely
on your show.
Thank you, Dr. John.
And look forward to any live broadcast you want to do. Come on down.
We would love it.
Everybody, please, if you're listening, be sure and mention this show when you come on into the Heart Attack Grill.
Thanks a lot. That's Dr. John Bassa. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We will talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Dr. John Bassa, the owner of the Heart Attack Grill in Chandler, Arizona. Not Tempe. So if you're in Tempe,
just down the road.
I don't know where Tempe is. But
no
go to their website, heartattackgrill.com. Also look out for the book, The Heart Attack Grill Diet, How to Eat, Drink, and Smoke Your Way to Better Health. Lee, this guy sounds like you have a lot in common.
I think he's figured it out.
I think he did. I think this guy is an absolute genius.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Absolutely.
You know?
We should have done that, Lee, instead of the personal training studio.
What were we thinking?
What were we thinking about? And also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go to our website right now. Go check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Go to our Twitter account at @fatguy and @drfitness6.